Good morning,
good afternoon,
good evening,
wherever in the world you might be. I am Nicole BC, and
you know everything.
Hi, welcome. Welcome back to your favorite topic, cash flow management and business. I know it's like watching paint dry. Sounds so exciting. But you know, some might say that it's kind of the definition in business. I disagree. I have said before, after working with, quite honestly, thousands of creatives and entrepreneurs, people that are willing to take an idea and actually give it some physical structure in this world. And that might be a song, or a sonnet, or a service, or a more tangible physical experience, like a product, or even, you know, a physical space. And what do all of those people have in common? They took themselves seriously. They took their ideas seriously. So that is my definition of business, that I'm actually willing to take something so seriously, it becomes its own thing, right? That stands alone. Now, in our current capitalist, colonialist, patriarchal structures within which we all get to operate, unless you're living off-grid, in which case you're not listening to this, so I'm going to ignore you. Oftentimes, business becomes associated with transacting value. So we are exchanging something. I am giving you my idea. You are giving me your time. I am giving you my expertise. You are giving me your hard-earned cash dollar bills. Now, I'm not going to get into the structure of money, the perception of value much, but the point being, we use money to help us measure the value of this exchange. So you have a concept of what money means to you and how much it's worth to you, as do I. I also have an understanding of how much time and energy it has taken me to get to this point so that I can now exchange value with you. So I've got something you want, you have a problem you need solved, we can make a deal, right? So many of the people that I get to work with created accidental success. They had an idea, they saw a problem, they brought those two things together, and suddenly they're being forced to take it more seriously than ever before. There's a lot of people out there that have fabulous ideas that aren't going to take them that seriously. There's a lot of people out there that have created so much success that they intrinsically built this sort of structures and systems in place to support them. And then there's this slice of the pie that I get served day in and day out. And those are the people that haven't quite figured out the systems and the structures because they didn't really plan on the success. And despite how seriously they took their ideas and themselves, they find themselves in a place where things seem to be a little bit fucking crazy. And depending on where you are in the world right now, it's probably felt crazier than ever. I had this conversation quite a bit, not just recently in the last week or so, which is typically where a lot of these episodes come from, but like since the beginning of this particular year. So again, depending on when you're tuning in, it's 2024, spring, it's March in the Northern Hemisphere. It's spring, it's probably March everywhere. I can get very sort of esoteric and very energetic. So I kind of try and keep these podcast episodes a little bit bigger picture so that they can apply to you when you're listening. But cash flow management really does influence all of our lives, again, because we chose to exist within these systems and structures. And so if you feel like things have changed dramatically, they have. If you feel like the systems and structures you've employed up until this point are no longer supporting you, that's real. And if you're not sure where to from here, because things seem to be getting more and more unpredictable and more uncertain, I encourage you to listen, because at the end of the day, cash flow management is truly just about that. It's about the flow of currency. So there is a current, there is an energy that is constantly flowing. And when we try to derive value out of that, then we can start to understand how it goes in and it goes out. And we can make that as meaningful as we need to, or as, like, I was going to say victimize-y, that's not a real word, but we can understand how this is going to impact us, both negatively and positively. And I don't mean that in good or bad. I mean that like literally there will be less flow sometimes and there will be more flow sometimes. And then how we navigate that that title experience. Because as you move through your own life, you will start to develop certain habits, especially when things feel negative, less than, there is less flow occurring. And when they feel more so, there's also going to be some subconscious shit going on there. So sometimes when we have way too much, we do crazy stuff. Sometimes when we have too little, we do crazy stuff. And when we start to witness our own reactions and subconscious response to this currency flow, that's when we can very purposefully course correct. We can pull out the map and go, okay, like I see these patterns now, the weather patterns, the tidal patterns. I see the destination that I'm trying to go. I'm going to implement some different strategies here. So if you are freaking out because of the future, because of the numbers, if the stories and interpretations and maps that you used in the past don't seem to be getting you to where you want to go now, welcome, welcome to this current experience. You are not alone. So I created this particular episode to help you step into a level of planning, of systemizing, of supporting yourself in this new game that we're all playing together. And I truly believe you can create whatever you want. You can have it all. You just need the right map, right? So I understand it's scary right now. It feels like we are in the middle of a shit storm. There is no calm in this chaos. And so not only am I standing shoulder to shoulder in solidarity with you, as I always do my best to do, I am, even if you can't tell, you can't feel me, see me, whatever, I'm here. I'm also experiencing this. That's why I wanted to create this episode, because what I have discovered in my 25, 30 years of entrepreneurship and service and wealth creation is that I have some pretty basic strategies that I think can apply to anyone, anywhere, anytime to enable you to create the success that you desire, no matter where you are at. So I get that when contraction occurs, it is really scary. And I feel what happens when those numbers are less than and they don't add up to our existing circumstances, let alone what we're trying to create. And I feel that gut punch when something you thought was going to occur or has come through doesn't. And then you add on to it something you didn't expect, demanding even more. It feels like we're sinking, right? Rather than sailing. Might even feel like you've already capsized. So let's be very fucking real, okay? It's that fear that we are going to capsize and sink, that we are going to find ourselves in the bottom of the depths of despair and we're drowning. And making decisions from that place is not going to be the lifeline that you're looking for. And in fact, it demands a completely different strategy. So when you feel yourself sinking, when you start to let the stories scare you so much, it feels impossible, it is time to call it what it is, the opportunity to create a different way of doing. So some of the previous advice that I have given is, you know, you need your emergency fund, you need your fuck you fund, you need your goals, you need to do profit first, you need to understand money in, money out. Cool. But what we're going to talk about today is truly what happens when it feels like all of that stuff has left you in the lurch, right? Like you did it all right. And yet still you find yourself potentially getting into big debt, potentially losing resources, people, plans that you had thought were going to support you. So clear the drawing board, my friend, and just look at your numbers. And if that scares you, the reason why is you don't know what they look like. And even if they're worse than you can possibly imagine, I promise you, you will feel better once you know. And that avoidance is keeping you from taking the next step. So what can you do to resource yourself? Do you need to call a friend? Do you need to get join some sort of support group? Call your banker, call a mortgage broker, call your debtors. Like just picking up the phone and literally just close your eyes and hit a contact and let that person know what's going on with you. Release that energy. Recognize that fear for what it is, that avoidance for what it is. It's trying to keep you safe and it is giving you permission to do nothing. So pretend that all you have to do is take one step. It almost doesn't matter what that step is, but you're going to take one step towards informing yourself of what the situation is right now. By just simply acknowledging the energy for what it is, you jump yourself up to that level three space, recognizing I am in complete despair and avoidance, and I'm not doing anything, which will change nothing. I acknowledge that. I want change. What's one thing I can do right now in this moment? There are so many resources out there. There are so many plans and structures. You can download them all from the internet. I'll give you a few at the end of this and throughout, but there is plenty of help. Okay. So help yourself and you will feel better. Even if it's just printing out your bank statements, printing out your credit card statements, printing out your bills, printing out, like, just print the pieces of paper. You don't even have to do anything with them. And notice how that feels. When we get to that final number of what is happening immediately next week, next month, then you can start to take action towards it. Okay. I'm not going to get into that. What I want to do is kind of what happens after that. But I would love to know if that helps. If you're feeling that overwhelmed with things, that just by simply giving yourself some clarity on what that overwhelm actually looks like, does that shift anything for you? In my experience, that's 100% yes, 100% of the time. Because it's that not knowing that freaks us out. The knowing is level three. And then from there, we have choices. So get an advisor. Get some help. If you are finding yourself unable to do the things you need to do to just make yourself feel safe, just let someone know that. Email me, hello@nicolebz.com. Like, it can literally be that simple. But there's only one way to find out. If you feel like you can't afford help and support, I would ask yourself, how true is that? Is there no one in your life that you can call? I mean, that's just not true, because if you're listening to this, hi, hello, my name is Nicole. I'm here to help. Like, I'm not going to charge you to email me, right? But there is plenty of free advice like this podcast, but I mean, get on freaking YouTube, man. Like, there are frameworks, there are systems, there are apps. Like, you can automate that shit right now. When you put one resource in place, it will shift your energy around this. You will notice different thoughts and feelings. It will set you on a different trajectory. And again, it can be that simple. Get a bookkeeper. Okay. I'm going to spend some time on this one, because most of the people that I work with have so much shame around money. Because most of us have so much shame around money. This is kind of why I love crypto. It really helped me tune into the shame, the guilt, the FOMO, and the greed that I have around money. I have wildly unhealthy risk tolerance. I don't know where that came from. Like, but I take crazy, insane fucking risks. It's easier for me because I don't have kids. I've achieved my big financial goals. I've got security in terms of, you know, property and multiple streams of income. Sure. I also respond really well to, like, freaking the fuck out of myself when it comes to, especially to financial risks. So I don't know. Those are my secrets to success. It's going to be really different for you. But if you aren't looking at your money regularly, just accept that about yourself. Just recognize, I don't like knowing about this shit. I am not going to take action on this. I'm never going to be the person that works to a budget. I'm never going to do my books and accounting every month. My friends, you can get a bookkeeper for less than $100. I mean, for like maybe $100 a month, okay? You can. Don't believe me? Again, hit me the fuck up. I can point you in the right direction. If you can't afford $100 a month to take care of your finances, what are you doing? Like, what are you spending your money on? And this isn't to make you feel guilty. Like, truly, I'm fucking curious, because I don't think you're listening to this if you are, like, living in poverty. I mean, you're watching this and listening to this on some piece of technology that suggests you probably have $100 a month to spend on your books. If you truly want to create that success and wealth that you're talking about. So, like, let me slap you across the face a few times. I mean, even if that bookkeeper is a piece of accounting software that you're using and you connect your bank accounts to it, you start tracking your expenses and your finances and things of that nature, like, that counts. But you can also get a human to pop in. Sometimes it's only once every 3 months. But they will hold you accountable in a way that you are not for yourself. That's it. That's all you're not doing. And it's not that big of a fucking deal. There's so much shit I don't do. So, I mean, I talked about bookkeeping for like 3 years. Like, it is important to recognize what you're going to do and what you're not, and let yourself off the fucking hook. You did not sign up for this to be the bookkeeper. That's why you're not doing it. So let something and someone else do it for you. That's it. You know, I have a lot of people hit me up for mentorship and guidance, and then I never hear from them again. I, as you know, I volunteer for SCORE and they have one session. And I like to think it's because they got everything they needed out of that session. But I think the reality of it is they're not ready to make the changes that they talk about wanting in order to get to the place they want to be. And that's okay. That is so okay. When you give yourself permission to just be where you're at, that will also shift everything. There's a book I am not a huge fan of, but it has a really interesting way of approaching this. It's called Existential Kink. And what it does is it actually says, like, you're getting off on where you're at right now. You are getting off on this repetitive pattern. You're getting off on the feeling of poor me. I can't dot, dot, dot. And I don't say that to be blamey, shamey, namey. I'm just saying when you give yourself permission, or as Existential Kink would suggest, when you actually get off on the fact that you fucking love this, it'll change the way you're approaching it. And if you say, you know what, I'm going to cancel my gym membership and my Netflix subscription, I'm going to go out to dinner once a month instead of every week or whatever it is. Like, you find that $100 in your experience and you just pay for a bookkeeper and you start to get that clarity that we talked about in the first step, that you can just look at your numbers and you know things are getting paid and you know invoices are getting sent out. It'll shift everything. Okay. Now, here's the part where I talk about some things I have. So, you know, Psychic Profit Squad, I created that power hour, 1 hour a month, to give you transparency. Now that I've been doing it for an entire year, you can sign up for it for less than $100. And every month there's an hour for you to tune into your finances with me and anyone else who joined in on that call, energetically speaking. And I continue to do those live. So if you want some accountability, if you want to join me and look at your income and look at your expenses every fucking month, it's from the previous month. So we're not reinventing the wheel here. We're just looking at what happens safely, securely. I'll be there with you. I'll hold your fucking hand. You can't. Okay. That's why I created that, because every person I've ever worked with in my entire career since I was 16 years old doesn't do this regularly. And then they feel shame around it. And then that detracts from their bandwidth to be effective. And then they make poor financial choices and decisions. And then it perpetuates. The people who are successful, they look at their numbers. Because you know what happens? When you look at your numbers regularly, like an hour once a month, you start to realize sometimes you're flush. Sometimes you're fallow. Like, sometimes the money's in and sometimes the money's out. And you know what? That's fucking normal, because that's cash flow. All of my product-based businesses, they have buying seasons. Sometimes that means they spend a third to half of their income, their revenue, on purchasing, which means that for a month or two, they are withdrawn. They have negative cash. But here's the thing, they don't look at their bank account that's negative, sometimes five figures, and go, oh my God, I'm a failure. I'm destined to lose forever. They go, oh yeah, it's February. Like, and in August of the year previous, when they ran all their end of summer flash sales to clear their inventory so that they could buy a bunch of Christmas stock, they remembered, I need to leave some money in my account for February, so that I can pay my bills, so that when I withdraw my account to purchase all of my summer of next season and potentially even holiday season materials, I'm good, right? Like, that's the money in, the money out. And I talked, well, I didn't actually touch on this in that seasonal episode, the Spring is Sprung episode, but this is what I mean by, in a winter, you're prepping for summer. when we know things are slow, we create the structures to support us so that when things are fucking crazy, we have the resources. That's what happens with cash flow as well. That's why we have an emergency fund. That's for the things we don't know are coming. But then we also just have our cash flow management. I know it costs, let's say it's, you know, $3,000 to run my business. I also know I need another $5,000 to pay my people, which means I need $8,000 minimum in my account outside of an extra, say, $24,000 or like $88,000 in savings so that my business can survive for 6 months, despite, let's say I bump my head and I can't work for a few months. And then I have the running costs of my business. And then I have the salaries within my business. Like, and I know that shit because I look at it every month. It's not mental gymnastics for me to like the amount of times I ask people, well, how much do you need to keep your business going? They're like, no, $3,000, software, rent, utilities, gas, client expenses, travel. Like, and I know that because I look at it, not because I'm a fucking genius and not because I'm better than you at money. Anything you look at over and over and over again, you will start to remember. That's why you have watch lists in investing. You know, it's because like, I don't know what that particular stock or token is worth, but I do if I look at it every day for a couple weeks. I know what its fluctuations are. I know when a good time to get in is, and I know when it's a good time to get out. Okay. Release your shame around money. That's all I'm trying to say. And that's going to look different for you than it is for me. But the way I release shame is first to acknowledge that I have it. And then I kind of play with it and I make fun of myself for it. And then I put the steps in place to hold me accountable. So when that shame shows up, I still step it out and get to the other side of it. And then I can make some really cool decisions around what we're going to do here in this moment. The next step is just understand your cash flow. When does money come in? When does money go out? This is why you want to talk to all of your debtors and vendors and say, can I have all of my bills come in on the same day? And then you should set that day up for a week or two out of when all of your money comes in. So you invoice, let's say at the beginning of the month, or your paycheck comes in at the beginning of the month, or your ACH payments come in at the beginning of the month. Or maybe you have one of those businesses that you make money every single freaking day. Are you reconciling every day? Are you putting that money in your cash in account? Is that where all of your expenses come out? Listen to the Profit First episode if this is a lot, but like you have your money in space and timing, and then you have your money out spaces and timing. Money in, money out. Tide comes in, tide goes out. It doesn't mean anything. It's literally nature, right? Like it's the flow of the currents around you. And then the final boss levels to really understand the value of your cash flow. And this is going to look different for everybody. What, you know, the stories you're telling yourself, the prices you're charging. For some of us, we just raise our prices every year. It's just what happens. For others of us, we raise our prices when it feels like the right time to raise our prices. We also lower our prices for similar reasons. But what the challenge is when you lower your price reactively because you're freaking out about the story you've told yourself in regards to your flow. When things feel really uncertain and unpredictable, and we're in a place of contraction, we might lower our value. And then all of a sudden, we've now set ourselves up for this repeating pattern that we perceive ourselves as less valuable because of the story we told ourselves. Then they perceive you, your customers, clients, buyers think you're less valuable and they don't want to give you more money, which isn't going to get you out of this cycle of negative cash flow, right? So it's fun to reward people and to surprise people if it's part of a strategy. We are getting, you know, people will price higher and then put a discount. We will reward people. The amount of times I get a text message or an email saying, hey, haven't heard back from you. You get 30% off now. And I've already purchased in full. And now I'm fucking dirty on the fact that you're offering a lower price to try and incentivize me to buy rather than rewarding me for having already bought, like makes me bonkers. And believe me, you, my friend, I say something about it. I talk to other service providers and business owners that think that's so much fun. And people should take so much pride in the fact that they paid full price. And that they had the ability and agency to do so. And they're right too. You know what the difference is? The energy. And that's it. So I get to work with people who I feel like price and reward accordingly, as do you. And then you get to live your life in those accord and those values as well. I talked a little bit about money values. Well, I mean, I've talked a lot about money values, but I'm going to talk just a little bit about it right now. If that experience feels malleable, like you don't know where you sit in terms of pricing, or you don't know why you would discount or reward someone based on value, have a look at your money values. It's a pretty simple exercise. I definitely have a podcast episode. So that's the first one that I'll talk to you about. It has a lot to do with what you spend your money on and what then your priorities are. I believe from memory, growth, excellence, beauty, and development. Growth and development being different in the sense that development is more of like an internal resourcing exercise. Growth is like external goal-oriented exercise for me. That if I look at what I spend my money on, it is learning, it is self-care, and it is travel. But like those are all to be like the best versions of myself. And it is with the intention of truly creating everything I desire and being the person that can then support and serve in a way that makes me feel like I am the best version of myself, right? That makes it really fucking easy to decide, am I investing in this? Am I not investing in this? Am I over leveraging myself here in order to get myself closer to a desired goal? So I want to just kind of wrap this up, but get an advisor. Get a bookkeeper, whether that's an accounting software, an accountant, or an actual literal bookkeeper. Release your shame. Understand it. Process it. Let it go. Understand your own flow, the money in and the money out in your life. And then get very clear on value. That interpretation you have around the value. I mean, money doesn't actually mean anything. And I'm not going to get off on that tangent right now, but the only thing it means is what you attribute to it, the value you attribute to it. This is why some people like nice cars, other people like nice homes, and some of us prefer nice experiences, and we'll live in a whatever ramshackle place because we don't care. That's what I mean by value. Believe it or not, not everybody shares the same values as you. And when you understand your own values, then you can help, that will help you understand your own money story. Get clear on your goals. Pick a strategy. See how you comply to that strategy. Understand your values, because that is why you will or will not stay on track towards your goals, and then adapt accordingly. As you know, the point is not if you hit your goals, you succeed or fail. The point is set a target and then see how close you get to it or how far you overshoot it, and then adapt your strategy. So we're going to talk about the money values episode. I'm already second guessing. I have a couple fun podcasts as well, just on like, it was the Happy Pocket Full of Money and Love Money Loves You episodes. That's some really like esoteric kind of woo energetic stuff around money. My very first Quantum Business Book Club episode was Napoleon Hill's Think and Be Rich, which is some, actually it like marries the esoteric and the sort of energetics around money to a pretty real world strategy. But if you want actual tactical implementation, if you want someone else to give you a freaking plan, Ramit Singh, I think is how you pronounce the last name, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. Fantastic. It is a 6-week strategy you can implement. It might take you longer to get through it. No fucking judgment. If you follow that book, you will set yourself up for success in whatever way you define success for you. So join the Psychic Profit Squad. Again, by the time you're listening to this, there will be the pre-recorded in your own time. Watch 12 hours in a row if you want to get on top of stuff. Watch 1 hour whenever you want to think about your money. It gives you real time to work in each episode. There's like 15 to 20 minutes of look at your income, look at your expenses. There's some mindset work in there as well to help you just shift and give you some real tools to feel into where you're at with money, what your money story is, and then shift it so that you can do all the things that you want to do. Thank you so much for being here. And I love you. And find me at the BZ channel. Sign up for the loop. Links are all in the show notes. There's some significant resources in the Anti-Business School Psychic Profit Squad. Psychic Profit Squad is actually a part of the Anti-Business School. So if you just want to go all in, there's a whole module in there on financial freedom. So yeah, let me know how I can support you. I love you. Thank you. Bye.